So Savannah's boyfriend kind of made a drunken mistake. She's not sure, though, she believes him when he says it's just a mistake. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, really quickly, my boyfriend and I were at my best friend's house over the weekend. Mm. She had a pool party. He had way too much to drink.
Okay.
Anyway, my best friend, we'll call her Casey, told me when we were leaving that he had kissed her.
Oh.
Of course, I asked him about it then, but he was just too drunk to make any sense. The next morning, when he finally woke up, I asked him about it again. He says, I think I did, but it was a complete drunken move, and I'm so sorry, I was just drunk.
Okay.
So I have always subscribed to the drunk actions or sober thoughts, and even if you're drunk, you should be able to control yourself that way. In the year that we've been dating, I have always thought he kind of had a thing for her. What do you guys think? To be fair to him, he hasn't done anything like that before. I'm just having a hard time believing him. I'm confident that my best friend wants nothing to do with him.
Sure.
But if he's already got a wandering eye after a year, what does that say for us? Was that an honest mistake or BS?
No. Okay. I was drunk.
I was drunk. I don't remember.
I slipped. I was just drunk. Trina checks in and says, you know what they say, only three people tell the truth. Kids, people with dementia, and drunks.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, see, like part of me kind of believes her not to
believe him.
Right.
Do you think that he thought their best friend was her?
No. No. Have you ever, when you were tipsy, mistaken someone for someone else when you were wanting to plant a kiss on them?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like you should still be able to recognize a face.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's my point is I think she is right to think, maybe that was an easy excuse for him to just plant one on the friend.
But he's never done anything like that before. So do we give him a little bit of grace on this one to see if he truly was just so beyond out of control drunk he didn't honestly really know what he was doing?
Mary Jane texted, as a person who has spent many years drinking and doing stupid stuff, he totally meant to do that.
Oh, okay.
Says, I remember everything that I've done and what I intentionally did and did not do, so we can't play the drunk card.
Because, yeah, drunk people are honest people. Nice try. She's got to break up with him. Wow. Wow. Yeah, Anna. Nope. Not a mistake. Yeah. He's had a thing for her, which has been under control because he was sober. But when alcohol gets involved, the truth comes out. Oh.
There are people that are checking in with, it sounds like, their personal experiences.
Yeah,
here.
Mason, I don't trust him. Even when I'm drunk, I still know what I'm doing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like, I've never been to the point where I don't know what I'm doing. I always, even when I'm at a point where I'm just like, okay, I gotta like lay down, I still know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Or I still know who's in front of me.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I don't know if you've got, I think we're all kind of there.
Right.
With our caution, but I don't know
and
if you have
she needs to believe her spidey senses.
Yeah, that might be the case.
Yeah.
But if you've got a story where you can relate, 502-795-1997, we can take some of those. On the way, a little group therapy action. So our listener Savannah's boyfriend kissed her bestie at a party over the weekend. Said it was just a drunken mistake. He's sorry.
Doesn't know if she believes him or not,
She's not sure she believes him. She said, look, it is the first time that anything like this has ever happened. However, drunk actions are sober thoughts, and if he's already got a wandering eye after a year, what's that say for us? Lynette rolls in and is like, hey, that's the only time he was actually ever caught. I wouldn't trust him at all.
Oh, Stephanie says, when did the friend tell? At the end of the night to get your reaction or as soon as it happened? Also, when alcohol is involved, people usually tend to not give a flip. Alcohol makes people feel bold.
Yes.
Now, Sean is like, listen, I've been the kind of person that doesn't know what they're doing. I've been so drunk to the point that I don't remember anything I did. I was doing things I would never do sober.
That was my argument, is that even drunk, you still know what you're doing.
He says, I don't know about that.
Sean's rolling in to contest that.
Which he has a plethora of little kid or drunk adult stories he shared with us to prove that.
He has. Yep. We did get a text from Anna, who said, look, I was in that situation. I used to have a crush on my teenage boyfriend's best friend. Mm. Never, ever showed it or said anything until I had alcohol one night and became super flirty with that. After that, the truth came out.
So
there might be something to that.
This could be the real feelings, Savannah, presenting itself.
Yeah, and look, I don't know if it's a immediate kick to the curb, because I think a lot of people are in that arena of, yeah, this is just going to happen. Steven on Facebook, hey, why don't all three of you date? Problem solved. Mary's rolling in. Look, drunk man's words, sober man's thoughts. Yes, yes, yes. Brandy says this will be his excuse for everything from now on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, I was just drunk.
Sorry, I was just drunk. Just happened.
My bad.
Just happened. So, all right. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm immediately like saying, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. But I think I'm definitely putting him on notice.
Yeah, and just be like, listen, I'm kind of feeling like you should still know what you're doing and whose face you're
planting. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
When you're drunk.
Right.
So.
Right. So are we delaying the inevitable?
We're revisiting the conversation and just maybe telling him, like, listen, I'm going to go, I'm kind of calling BS on this.
Yes.
So do we need to talk about this further?
Yeah.
And then see how he reacts when you press him on it, instead of just letting him blow it off with the whole, oh, I was drunk, sorry. I don't know what happened.
Man, that's just such a catch-all excuse.
It's a cop-out.
It is. Interesting. All right. Yeah. Well, I part of me is thinking we're just delaying the inevitable, where
possibly
this is going to be a thing that happens again.
Now her trust is eroded. Like, is she ever going to be able to trust him if he goes to a party or goes out to the bars without her?
Right.
How is she going to know what other accidental faces he's kissing?
Accidentally, of course. You know what?
I don't know.
Look, it's for research purposes. I just want to make sure.
Babe, I thought it was you.
I wasn't even there. Oh. You weren't?
Yeah.
I swear.
I wasn't going to be there.
I swear you were there.
I'm so confused.
All right, sorry we didn't really like give you a clear-cut black and white answer, but
we did validate why she was feeling the way she was feeling. Like, we think you're onto something.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, Anna's rolling in, needs to just end it now before she wastes any more of her time.
Okay, I'd definitely revisit the conversation and be like, listen,
all right,
dude, I have talked to, well, I don't know if you say I've talked to all my friends, because then he's gonna feel attacked. Like, you've been talking about me with everybody.
Every guy should know that.
Okay. All right. Then tell him. Listen, everybody says you should know exactly what you're doing. And that's not an excuse.
Every guy should know that your life is an open book.
Okay.
With your girlfriend or wife's best friends. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted. Group therapy.